College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 we got this submission because you can always drop us a DM on the Kiss FM Facebook. You can do it on Instagram. You can email us even, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com.
All those mediums are safe, yeah?
Yeah, she says, please change my name to whatever you wish. Just please don't use my name.
Okay.
So the question is she the jerk for skipping the party where someone was sick? Now, hold on. Hear me out. I'm going to read this as is.
You have to.
I know when we talked about this off the air, we were like, is this very anti? Is this an obvious one?
Yeah.
But maybe it's not.
Maybe it's not.
Maybe we just read it one way and listeners are going to hear it differently.
They usually do. Because maybe it's obvious to us, but we're missing some things that the listeners always bring up.
Fair enough. So she wrote in. We'll give her a name at the end. She said, hi, all. I have a good am I the jerk for you. Well, we'll be the judge of that. Mm-hmm. She said, am I the jerk for keeping my family home instead of attending a party where someone is sick? So I read this and I go, huh?
What?
And then she goes on to say, I have very young kids, one of which has a bad history of needing medical attention when they get ill. My family was invited to a celebration at a family member's house. Here's where it gets tricky.
A little family get together.
It's not a friend. It's family. So here's where the pressure ensues. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They were invited to a celebration at a family member's house. They notified us that they were sick and to let them know if we weren't going to join. So we decided to sit it out and stay home. But then I got verbally abused and lashed out at by the ill person for choosing to stay home.
Oh, well.
I was cussed out, screamed at on the phone, and humiliated on a family group chat. Now we're not even talking to family because of the way things went down. So am I the jerk? Okay. I read this and immediately went, I don't understand. Of course you're not the jerk. What do you mean? Somebody was sick. You stayed home. They went off on you.
We're done.
What's the
problem?
Where's the conflict? Other than
it's family.
It's family. Is
and
that
now
the conflict?
You were expected to have gone. I'm wondering
what
if
am I
this
missing here.
This had to have been a bigger celebration. This had to have been like, something special.
And maybe somebody who wasn't that sick. Like, oh, I've got a runny nose, just letting you know, hey, but we're all negative for everything. Like, is there more to this story? Because this is a very one-sided, am I the jerk, the way it was written, girl.
Were you going through some allergies and were like, hey, just so you guys know, I'm a little sick, under the weather, but I'm good. Everybody can still come over.
Yeah.
I heard within it that it said, I'm under the weather, blah, blah, blah. Let us know if you're not coming. So you kind of gave people the gate to go out of. And not stay at the party or not come to the party, I mean.
Yeah.
But
but it's family, and then they want to go off and go, oh, you're just looking for an excuse to not come to our big party. They should have said what it was for, I agree. Yeah. Like, was it a graduation party?
And what kind of illness?
Right, that's what I'm saying. What am I missing?
Now we're expected to be like, oh, but the kids, they have, you know, chronic problems
with
health.
Which I respect.
You got to keep your kids home for that. But
for
if it's something that you know your child isn't going to contract, if your kid isn't, it's not contagious, then maybe you missed the party for no good reason.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, sometimes they're clean sweeps on Am I the Jerk? So I'm curious to see what the listeners are going to say today, because I'm like, did you write this in for validation?
Were you looking for the flip of what you got from your family? Because you got berated by them, you got cursed out, whatever.
And what are we missing? Like, what is this? There's just something deeper going on here. What am I missing?
What I'm hearing is you've got a family. And one of your children is prone to getting sick. Mm-hmm. There was an important family party that you were given the option to bail on. So you bailed. Your family went, oh my gosh, you bailed.
And we were just, when what if, I mean, how serious was it? That's where I'm like, what? Were they saying you bailed on us as an excuse?
I doubt this illness was that serious. Or, and this is why they're writing in, because they're now feeling bad for not having attended.
Like somebody texted and said, oh, my kid has a slight cough, just putting it out there. And then somebody jump to conclusions.
Oh, we're not coming.
Or everybody has been really sick lately, and I get trying to protect you. It's been bad. People have been in the hospital. I get both sides.
I mean, I'm dealing with problems myself. Mm-hmm. I get it. But who's to say that now you can't split the household? Well, all right, the immunocompromised individual mm-hmm. and mom or dad, whatever, y'all stay behind. Mm-hmm. And then the other two of y'all, three, whatever, goes to the party for at least mm-hmm. a little bit to show face, be there for the family. Nobody was expecting you to be there for the entire party, but clearly, maybe, they were expecting you to be there for some of
the
it.
The family didn't think they were going to pull out, is what it sounds like. So when they pulled out of it, the family was like, what?
Oh my God. Offended.
Hold like, on.
It wasn't that serious. Why'd you not come? Like, I said, you don't let me know if you're not coming to be kind, but I expected everybody to be there.
Right. That part.
How many times has that happened?
A lot. Mm-hmm. A lot. All right. So what's her name then? She wants to know if she's the jerk. She wants to know if she's a jerk for skipping the family party.
Skipping. Skip to my Lou. Skip to my Luann.
Skip to my Luann.
Skip to my Luann.
Oh, my God. Skip to my Luann.
Yep.
Luann. You're hysterical.
Full name,
right,
middle name, last name. Skip to my Luann.
Luann. All right. 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text. And I'm curious to see what people are going to say. Ashley in West Dallas already texted in and said, not the jerk at all. Right now, there's so much going around. The flu, norovirus, COVID. The option to go or not to go was given. If it wasn't an option, don't offer it.
I hear you. But it was a fake option, just so you know. That was a fake option.
Oh, and then somebody above that, Trish, texted in and said, I feel like jerk, because there are some people who miss a lot of functions, and they probably told them how important it was.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't want to say that in the message they wrote us, so that we were objectively on their side from jump. Mm-hmm. Skip to my Luann.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so we named her.
Skip to my Luann.
Skip to my Luann. She wants to know she's a jerk for skipping the party where someone was sick. Let's go to David in East Troy this morning, because DZ and I are wondering if there's more to this story. Considering the way it was written, I just got to keep it real.
Ain't no way there's not, because this. I don't want to say it's one-sided, but it feels one-sided.
It feels one-sided. Yeah, all right. Let's go to David this morning and see what he thinks. David.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so she wrote in, Skip to my Luann, we named her. She wanted to be anonymous and said they decided not to attend the family party where they were told, let us know someone's sick. And then when they pulled out, they got verbally abused, lashed out on, and now everyone's going off on them in the family group chat. So we're like, are we missing something?
Either the illness wasn't that bad or the family was just that horrible. I don't know which one of the two.
One or the other, yeah. What do you think, David?
So I'm going to say not the jerk, but I'm going to base it off of the information that was shared, because didn't one of you say that they gave them an out, like, I'm sick if you don't come? Well,
yeah, I said that because I heard that,
that's
right?
That's the thing, David. It's written so for, it's just written pro this person who wrote in. Everything is how they're the victim in this. This is why I'm like, what's the question then? She said in the submission, I think this was a DM we got, she said they notified us they were sick and to let them know if we weren't going to join.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like, well,
and that's not the jerk.
That's a fake out, though. If you read more on, when you clearly have family members that react in such an adverse way after mm-hmm. you've said, hey, somebody's under the weather, let us know if you're not coming. Hey, we're not coming. What do you mean you're not going to be there, you mother? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, who gets mad?
Yeah, but that's like mental health. You give in and then you go with the resistance and then all of a sudden they're mad because you didn't react the way that they wanted you to react.
I realize what you mean.
They thought you were going to just suck it up and come. And you're like, no, there's too much out there right now.
Yeah.
And I get that. Everybody's sick. And if you can avoid that and you have a kid with autoimmune issues, how can we be mad at that? That's why I'm like, what am I missing, Skip to my Luann? What am I missing?
So, yeah, I think that they overreacted based on their own. They didn't think anybody wasn't going to come.
Pull out. Mm-hmm. So,
but I wasn't going to let you come to my house and you not know that I was sick.
That part.
And so you
say, well, you didn't tell me you were sick.
Mm-hmm. That part. And then that's a whole nother issue, and we're on a whole different am I the jerk at that rate. But we know there's two sides to every story. This story has only given us the hard line of one side, though.
Yeah.
Normally, even when it's one-sided, you get a little back and forth on what actually happened.
Yeah.
There's nothing about what the family did, what they actually said, what was actually done, what illness was had, what the party was for. Mm-hmm. We're only getting things from one side. And I'm not trying to attack this person.
Well,
Skip to my Luann. I'm not trying to attack you, but we don't have enough information from the other side.
We need, it's all written on your side, and I don't understand. And then Alyssa from Menominee Falls said, not the jerk. Someone came to our Christmas knowing they were sick and gave half the family neurovirus, and it ruined New Year's.
Ouch.
See, now that's messed up. And I agree. Like, with everybody being so sick with all these different things right now,
but
I don't know how you
can
saying
that you ruined New Year's? Right. That's a guilt trip. New Year's. New Year's was not ruined because of you. That's just you being over,
she was saying somebody came to Christmas, gave it to everyone, and nobody could do anything for New Year's because then they were all sick.
Everybody was sick.
I understand
that's darned if you do, darned if you don't.
I hear what...
The
listen,
person with
David,
neurovirus should not have come to Christmas, okay?
Did they know they had neurovirus?
I don't know.
We're arguing now.
David, goodbye. Not the jerk.
Appreciate you, man. Says not the jerk. Starts it off.
Yeah, let's go to Lori in Elkhorn this morning and see what she thinks. Hi, Lori.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good. You know, it's funny, for a jerk that seems so obvious, we sure are going off on
a
tangent.
Right.
I don't even know. Let's just, Lori, what do you think?
Go.
I'm thinking not the jerk. Yeah. But if you've got a kid that's prone to getting sick, and that kid gets sick, now what happens? You might have to miss work.
Yeah.
There's other complications involved.
Well, especially if the kid needs to go into the hospital because they have, autoimmune issues.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Lori. Then if there's no kids involved, does that change your answer whatsoever? Should they have gone?
You know, honestly,
no.
We obviously don't have a lot of information here, but if you're saying somebody's sick and I go there and get sick and now I can't go and work,
then
and
it's
I
on
can't
you.
Do my job.
It's like we're not liable.
Yeah, right. We're not liable.
We're not liable because we told you somebody was sick. But who wants to go get sick around somebody who's... I'd be like, no thanks.
I'm going to sound crazy saying this, but depending on the celebration that was supposed to be had, I might have gone still, knowing that somebody might have been sick. I would have risked it. Eventually going, you know what, man? We've been through crazier. We survived COVID. If I need to mask up, we can mask up. Social distance. There's ways we can still be around each other. I won't be there long, but if it was per se a grandfather's, grandparents' 90th, 100th, whatever, or somebody's deployment, now I'm just going off on a tangent.
Why are people just staying home if you're sick and not? This is why it keeps circling back around, by the way, everybody.
Some things
this
are worth the sickness.
On for 2 months, everybody.
You can, you know what? That's a great point you're making, because I could probably get sick just going to the grocery store.
Thank you. And I'd rather get sick seeing my loved ones than just going a quick trip, getting some gas, or hitting Pick and Save.
Listen to this text, you guys. They said the only jerk in this situation is the person who still came to the party sick. Like, that's the person who should have been on their own,
not
everybody else.
I figured it was the host.
That's
what it sounded like to me. It was the host of the party.
If you're hosting a party and you tell me you're sick, I'm not going, dude. No way. Why would you even still be having the party? Unless it's not that serious.
Because, Allie, I agree fully. If there's one person that doesn't live in a household that's hosting a party that's sick, that person shouldn't come.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless they're the guest of honor or the host, that person shouldn't come.
Oh, we're triggering everybody who's been sick now for weeks. People are texting and getting mad. They're like, we've been sick for weeks because of this person and this person.
Lori, what did we start?
Never mind. Goodbye,
Lori. Oh, my God.
Have a great day. Bye. Hey, two for two, not the jerk,
though. It is working out, though, and not the jerk for skipping the party. And then finally, Kyla, our girl, is in Sheboygan this morning. Hi, Kyla.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hello. You going to make it a vacuum clean sweep, or are you going the other way?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Clean sweep. Not the jerk.
Nah.
I feel like just kind of echoing what everybody else said.
Well, and listen to this,
everybody,
Kyla.
Yeah.
Steve in Twin Lakes texted in. He said, not the jerk. I'm a triggered ER nurse who has been overwhelmed during this recent flu season. So you're, I get it.
Right.
Healthcare workers, we're not sitting in these environments with all these really sick people over the past 2 months. I'd be triggered too, Steve. I feel you right now, dude.
For sure.
Oh, my God.
Solidarity with Steve, dog.
Solidarity. People trying to just keep it together and not get sick, man. You're trying to help people and they won't stay and they won't stop getting you sick.
Dang it. All right. Maybe I'm just on the opposite side because I don't feel great and I'm still at work doing everything I shouldn't be doing because I'm sick.
You're
I don't
the one
know.
That,
I'm
you
the
know,
problem.
We want to stay home.
Yes,
kind
if,
of,
if I
not.
Get sick, we're all going off on you, DZ. Everybody's taking you down if I go down.
Anyway.
You know what? I'm not going to jinx myself and say
Please.
I'm built of steel because I say that and then tomorrow I'll be on my deathbed.
Everybody,
it won't even be funny.
Everybody knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood. All right, thanks, Kyla. You have a great day.
You bet. Have a great day.
Hey, vacuum jerk. Or
obviously.
Vacuum not the jerk.
Obviously. If someone tells you that there's a sick person and you don't have to come and you choose not to come, you're not the jerk.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just like the duh.
protect your own.
Duh.
Protect your own.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.